This is written by another Bonnie, a Canadian singer-writer, Bonnie St. Croix. And I found this just not too long, a couple of days ago on the internet. And it really is a song about manifestation. Of course, so often we work toward manifesting things like a new car, a super job, a husband or a wife. But this is just a sort of a list of things that I would like to put on the top of my manifestation, my daily manifestation list, because they're really things that are quite simple. If you could take silence and let them be words, if you could take children and let them be heard, if you could take war, turn it into peace, the sun would rise on a world that's free. If you could take shame and let it be pride, if you could shine light on the places you hide, if you could bring soldiers back to their lovers' arms, the sun would rise on a peaceful morn. If you could take the earth and heal all her wounds, know every small step is gonna help it come true. If you could see beauty in everyone's eyes, then you are the reason for the sun to rise. If we could begin to think how it would feel to slow down the pace now and let yourself heal, to love that there's difference, to love that there's same, one by one in the world now, we will make a change, we'll make a change. Take the earth and heal all her wounds. Know every small step is gonna help it come true. If you could see beauty in everyone's eyes, then you are the reason for the sun to
Thank you, Bonnie. That was beautiful. Beautiful. And now it's time for a message of the day from my very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. Isn't it a beautiful day today? It's just a gorgeous spring we've had. And it seems we all were complaining about winter, but isn't it marvelous how nature makes up for that? You know, I don't see any dead leaves anywhere. Everything seems to be so whole and healthy this spring especially. But it kind of goes on with what's going on in the times right now with all of us, especially all of us who are searching and awakening and wanting to know about life on the planet right now. I don't know if any of you feel this, but it's like there's a wind of change going on right now. Winds of change that are out there in vibration, calling for all of us to realize who we are and what we are. And you realize that we are the only ones, because we think and our ego gets in the way, that we just don't navigate to that God energy. Haven't you ever wondered why the birds know where to migrate in the winter? And how do the flowers know whether they're supposed to bloom in the spring or the summer or the fall? Or the camellias bloom so beautifully in the winter? How do they know when to bloom? It's because they have no resistance to that God energy within them. I was listening, of course, to all the wonderful tributes to Maya Angelou this weekend, and I'm sure you have too. And she was speaking about how she was raped when she was 7. And because this gentleman was killed, it was the boyfriend of her mother, because he was killed, she felt that her words had caused this man to die. So she did not speak for another 9 years until her mother spoke to her and talked to her about her greatness, about her wonder. And she said, because it was my mother, I believed her. And she said, you've come to change the world, and you can use this tragedy to help many people. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, every person in this room was made for greatness. We truly are, we truly were, and we ever truly will be. In these times of the Aquarian awakenings, it's awakening to the knowledge that we are the only ones that have stood in our way because we didn't understand what God was. We didn't understand that all the time we had the energy within us to tap into. But we haven't realized that because we were taught that God is a God of vengeance, that God is a God of rebellion, that God is a God that would send someone to hell. And yet, that's not what Jesus spoke about at all. He spoke about the goodness is within ourselves. He spoke about that divine essence that I use to create these miracles. The same essence is within each and every one of you. But the real truth is also, in the Bible it says, ask. Before it can happen, you have to ask. Well, this morning, I just had a revelation myself. Do you realize that we ask every day? And sometimes we ask when we're down, because when we're negative, or when we're sad, or when we're mad, that vibration goes out and collects exactly what it's like kind and comes back to us. God energy is no respecter of persons. What we think, what we do, what we feel about ourselves automatically goes out there. And so many times in ignorance, we're literally asking for the day that we want to be taken away from us. We're actually asking for that vibration because we're in there. And some days, you know, it's really okay to have a pity party so you can get it over with and go on. But the truth of the matter is, most people who have created something in their lives that's been a blessing to all of us. Just like Maya Angelou has gone through great tragedies, but finally they went in and realized who they were and found how to transmute that negative energy into that positive God energy. In these winds, times of change, I talked to a lot of people on the street. I talked to a lot of people in junk shops. Let me tell you, I will tell you, people don't believe any longer what they've been taught. They simply don't, even if they're going to their own churches. And have you really get out in the public, have you noticed how much friendlier the people are? How they somehow have an affinity and realize that you're part of them? My dear friends that are here today, we had those experiences yesterday in this wonderful shop. The wonderful experience of being able to share with one another. There are blessings everywhere, and people are truly awakening up everywhere. One of the last tweets, and I'm sorry I didn't get on the internet to get this quote accurate, that Maya Angelou gave was talking about when we're in our quietude, to be quiet and listen, you just might hear the voice of God. God is in me, but God is in everywhere, everyone. The only difference is realizing that God is not a fearful God. God is not a person on a throne judging us. That energy is within us. It's a loving, powerful energy within us that's available for us to use in a positive way anytime we're able to put our guard down and to open up our hearts in that loving, positive way and surrender to our greatness, the greatness that we're children of God. There's one thing in this church and in most churches that are metaphysical. We become a family and we love each other. And the truth of the matter, we're not perfect yet. And there are days when we might really flub up. It's learning to forgive yourself and not punish yourself. And it's learning to forgive those people around you and laugh it off. You know, I just visited my daughter in Indiana, and most of you know that she's had problems because she's had a blood clot in her brain. Well, wonderful miracles took place while we were there, because sometimes if she didn't do things just right, we laughed and we laughed and we laughed and we laughed till we cried. And we felt wonderful. And I thought, the more we laugh, that blood clot's going to go away. The more we laugh, that healing energy can come in. The more we laugh, that vibration of what life is supposed to be will be what her mindset is on and not on the negative. We all have crossroads in our life from time to time. And when we come to those crossroads, instead of looking at it at something negative, and I know it's hard. I've been through many myself. I know it's difficult. But hold on, because what divine energy is telling you is there's greatness within you. There's greatness that you can transmute that energy into something wonderful that would not only bless your life, but those around you. That's what life is all about. when we sing the song, "I just came to praise the Lord," we're not worshiping a God out there. We're worshiping that greatness within ourselves. But what we're truly worshiping is metaphysical law, because law, Lord, in translation, means law. Learning to understand the laws of life so we can at once stand up and glorify that energy within us, so that we can stand up and glorify, because we know if we give energy to the negative, we're asking for hell in our life because our life won't go right. Or whether we decide to turn to the light and say, "I know I'm made for greatness. I know that divine energy that makes those flowers bloom without resistance is within me, waiting, just waiting for me to acknowledge that power." What is true for one is true for all. And is everyone going to get there at the same time? No. But when we're growing in understanding, it no longer matters what someone else does. When we are in our negative frame of mind and look at someone else in a negative way, there's a lesson in it for us if it bothers us. Because it's not their problem. It's our problem. It's the reflection of why it bothers us. So, I want to say thank you. It's a wonderful, blessed place to come home to people who are truly my spiritual family, who are truly my family, are truly understand the laws of life, and are truly learning how to surrender to that greatness within. God bless you all.